Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, for our local audience, if you're heading down to the College World Series in the area, redzonetickets.com for all your ticket needs. We're paid spokespeople for Red Zone Tickets. They rained out yesterday. Just playing a game that, like now, 11 o'clock this morning, finishing that one up. And there's games at one and there's three games actually today.
Three today.
Three and a half, actually two, technically 2.5 games today. And if you need concert information or concert tickets, I should say, or anything across the country, sporting events, actually anywhere in the world, yeah. RedZoneTickets.com.
A Broadway play
for all your ticket needs.
Anything that requires a ticket for admission, they can help you out.
And the Hog fans left town. Some are still left. Some live here.
Yeah,
Craig.
Oh, yeah, he can't help you with that airline tickets back home. You're on your own there.
You're on your own there, right.
All right, Patrick wants to know.
Yes.
And we love doing the math here. We'll get the drug calculator out.
You love doing the math.
16 tons of cocaine.
What do you get?
How many eight balls is that? So help me out here, because I've got the math
it's
laid out.
3.5 grams is an eight ball, right?
It's an eighth of an ounce. So, yeah, about 3.5 grams.
Yeah, lucky if I remember that.
I went 16 tons equals 32,000 pounds.
Man.
Times 16 ounces to a pound, 512,000 ounces, divided by 8, 64,000 eight balls.
Okay, then.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I have 64,000 eight balls, please? I remember that. That was the Animal House, right?
Well, you were working on that for a while.
$750,000.
And I did some math with a listener the other day.
A little coke math of your listeners?
No, this was...
this is how the kids should learn math.
We were talking about distributing the population of the planet, you know, throughout the planet.
Right.
So everyone's evenly spaced.
Got it. Well, that's a heady conversation.
What did we say?
Was that on the air?
Yeah.
I believe I said something about you don't think it's being outside unless you're 40 miles from the nearest human being.
That was it, yeah.
I think that was the number that was thrown out.
Right. Yeah, and he pointed out to me that, I think the Earth's a little more heavily populated than you think. So I did some Wikipedian, and I did some Gazintas.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth is 197 million square miles. The population is 7.7 billion. So a few gazintas there. That's 39 people per square mile, and at 640 acres per square mile, one person every 16 acres. But that means, a lot of people floating out in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
But that's more densely populated than I thought.
Well, the ocean doesn't count, though.
What
about land mass?
Wow, that's a whole
nother. Dude, that's a whole land mass.
That's a whole other cinematic right there.
Figure that out. There's your homework.
I'm always surprised there aren't more cemeteries.
We're going to argue about who gets the beachfront property.
Oh, yeah.
And who gets stuck here.
Well, cemeteries.
Why I'd still be stuck here.
Cemeteries are fairly recent, not recent in world phenomenon. I don't know. I don't know. You're right. They're filling up. I know that.
Yeah, but see, we would eliminate all that.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Some people just have to live on top of the cemeteries.
Right.
I guess we kind of do anyway.
Yep.
Indian burial grounds and
that's
stuff.
Right. We've all seen Poltergeist. Yeah. Oh, hang on a second. Yeah, that was Indian burial ground. Do something else first, Craig, if you got it.
All right. Tyler, it is your favorite, one of your favorites, TV and radio talk show host Laura Ingraham. It's her birthday today.
Yeah, I don't listen. I don't drive that car to work much. It only has AM radio, so I avoid the racist bitch that she is. She is a horrible woman. It is also, I don't care who you are. Don't even write me. Don't say anything because she's bad.
It is also Paula Abdul's birthday.
I like Paula
Abdul. You might remember her from American Idol or X Factor or from
Dancing
the
with
80s.
Yep. Straight up.
Straight up in you.
Now tell me.
Tell me.
Secretly
is it
more.
Be you and me forever.
Oh.
Or am I caught?
So what about her?
And run.
Who's older?
Who's older, Laura Ingraham or Paula Abdul?
Well, I know who's cooler.
Physical age or soul? Because I'm guessing
we're
going to
go with physical
soul.
Age.
Laura's soul is very much older.
What if Paula Abdul is secretly more racist than Laura Ingraham? She's just been hiding it really well.
I doubt that. But I'll say, Paul, I'll just, I'm 0 for 3 today, but I'm going to try to guess right this time. I'll say Paula Abdul is older.
I want to say that too, which means I'm wrong.
Yeah. I think
if I'm 0 for 4, I'll accept it.
Laura Ingraham is about 175 and a half.
Oh, yeah.
She's, no, we won one last segment.
And, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, we won that one.
Yeah, we're 1-2.
Oh, I thought I lost.
I'm going to go Paula Abdul, too.
I'm going to go Ingraham, then.
Uh-huh.
Laura Ingraham is 56 today. Paula Abdul is 57 today.
Yeah!
Back to 500.
Straight up in ya.
So close.
And born on this date, however dead now.
What is the ethnic origin of Paula Abdul?
Iranian?
I thought she was Middle East.
Yeah, I think it's Middle Eastern. So maybe Arab. Some I don't know. Some brown person.
Born in San Fernando, Jewish.
Yeah,
parents.
She's a California girl. Yeah. But.
Here, her father born into Syrian.
Syrian.
Jewish.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Raised in Brazil.
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 Call it Brazil.
Brazil.
Brazil. Yeah, it doesn't say where her mom is from. But Syrian.
And born on this date, however dead now, Mo Howard.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
That is not the Mo signal.
It is.
It is.
Well, I mean, it is.
It is.
But we don't need him to call. What is this, just a test of the Mo signal?
Well, no.
If
he hears
if he plays
it, he calls,
it, that's
man.
The signal.
All right.
Right.
That's Batman is the shows. Signal. Right. The lights in the sky, Batman shows.
And that's all he hears.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
He doesn't hear don't call, call. He just hears the, that's the only thing audible to him.
It okay.
Is, how old would Mo been?
Mo was born on this date in 18 and 97.
Oh, he wouldn't be alive then.
Wow. So he'd be 122. 112?
He died in the 60s or 70s?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
Hey, Mo!
So,
you hate that. Mo Howard would have been 122 today.
I do. I didn't know that. I didn't think it was going to be that old.
So who's taller, Mo Howard or Paula Abdul?
That's a good one. Because Mo is a short student.
Yeah, but Paula
Paula's a midget.
Was pretty short,
you know,
too.
Sorry.
Mo Howard.
Not, no. Oh, who's taller is Mo?
Who's taller?
Mo.
But neither of them are over 5'6".
Mo, and she's not 5'. She's 5'1 or 5'2".
Yeah.
I'll go with Mo.
I'll say Mo.
Mo's got to be taller.
He might be 5'5".
Are you sucking us in? There's no way Mo is shorter than Paula Abdul. I was having this conversation a couple days ago.
You weren't.
No, it wasn't.
You weren't.
Nobody was.
Yeah. Paula Abdul is hovering right around 5'5".
Five foot, right.
Mo's got maybe he's 5'4".
People were shorter like the early turn of the
century.
Well,
the Three Stooges are all short.
Yeah.
It's still got to be Mo.
Craig's sucking us in. We're staying with Mo. What are you doing?
Are
you going to go the opposite?
Yeah, I'll do the opposite. I'll go Abdul.
Really?
God, that's stupid.
I think that's a mistake.
Yeah. Nah, I think so, too, but I'm sticking with it.
It hasn't stopped Nick before.
Right, yeah.
Mo
that's
Howard.
How I live my life.
Mo Howard was 5'3".
Oh, my God, he's shorter than I thought. But she's shorter than that, isn't she?
Yep, I bet
she's
like
4'7".
She's 5'0".
Yeah.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He towered over her.
Mo and Paula Abdul were both spinners.
Yes. Yes, they were.
You were just discussing that the other day.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, but...
Well, we weren't talking about Paula at all, though. It was just Mo. I think Mo was a spinner.
Yeah. Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
He wasn't. Then every time he would come around, he'd get you in the eyes.
Doing.
God, I hate that story. God, I hate that story.
I know.
I hate that story. Apparently, they're talking about reparations on Capitol Hill today.
Yeah, I don't like that story either.
I don't like that.
I mean,
line one.
No. Yeah, that's not gonna.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
What's up, Mo?
Hey, I tried to get some work done here today, fellas.
It was a test, but thank you for calling in.
Love you too.
See you, man. That's Mo from Lincoln.
That's awesome.
Kelly
has a great batting average.
He really
does. I think he's 100%. I don't know if he's ever missed it. And we go 5-6 months at a time and do a Mo bit and play the Mo signal, and he calls.
Yeah.
So I think when he doesn't call, he's dead. That's how we'll know that Mo from Lincoln is dead.
And we never give him any kind of heads up.
Never a heads up.
I barely gave Tyler a heads up on that one.
Yeah, I had to go dig for the Mo.
I doubt he's getting any information. Hey, like his friends would call him.
They might.
I bet he might.
But yeah. if that happens, I still like it. I mean, his friends are listening.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
But I think he's getting the message firsthand most of the time.
Yeah.
But like now, this time of day, he might be at work, so he might have, you know, somebody else's buddy might be listening going, hey, Mo signal.
Hey, checked you out.
Well, he was working. He said he was trying to get some work done.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He might get a text message from a friend who's listening or something that time. He's got a network of people to help him.
Yep.
R. Kelly back in court today for a do-over in his sexual abuse lawsuit. A woman filed a suit against him last year. He lost the case by default after he failed to show up to court last month. The judgment was then vacated after his attorneys claimed that he had a learning disability and could not read the court documents.
What?
You can't.
And so he's doing that. They're going to try again today.
Ignorance is no defense of the law. You can't. That doesn't count.
They're going to try again today.
Your lawyer can read. Lawyer can read.
Yeah,
that doesn't work at all. Hey, you killed the guy. I can't read.
Like,
it's fine.
Can't read.
Family of a 6-year-old victim of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut winning a defamation lawsuit. A judge in Wisconsin ruled that the authors of this damn book defamed Lenny Posner. His kid Noah was among the 20 first graders and 6 educators killed at the school in 2012. The publisher has apologized to Mr. Posner and agreed to stop selling the stupid book while the judge will decide damages in October.
These bloodsuckers around that
situation. Just
there could be the worst people
live
ever.
It.
Yeah,
could be the worst people ever.
Just absolutely livid. The James Holzhauer, you remember him from Jeopardy?
Yes, I do.
His final appearance, his losing appearance.
Ratings-wise,
on Jeopardy.
Okay.
Brought in 14.5 million same-day viewers.
Todd, wow. That's why they leaked it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because people checked it out knowing he was going to lose.
It was the third.
That's why it was leaked.
It was the third most watched regularly scheduled program of the 2018-19 TV season.
Okay, so
only episodes of Big Bang and 60 Minutes beat it.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't believe.
That's why they leaked it.
Regularly scheduled program from the 2018-19 season.
Because the Jeopardy people are taking this really hard line stance. Like, we know who leaked it. And,
no.
He's going to jail.
No. They wanted it leaked because that's why. Because people did. I mean, they were going to get a bunch of viewers anyway, obviously. It was a big story. But people that wanted to see him lose checked it out mainly that day.
No, but there was a lot of chest thumping from the Jeopardy camp about how they're just going to put the wood to this guy because they know who put it out there. And no, that's exactly why they did it.
Of course it is. And it worked for him, obviously. That's huge. That's a huge rate.
Right, and they shouldn't really have any shame over that because it's a TV show.
Yeah.
And the object of a TV show
is to get ratings.
To get some ratings.
Right. It wasn't the end of Game of Thrones. The guy lost.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, we watched
it. You shouldn't put that guy in jail.
No.
You shouldn't prosecute him. You should give him a damn bonus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not government secrets.
No, exactly.
It's Jeopardy.
So that was same-day viewing. There's other things that they figure that over the course of a week, more people have watched.
Sure.
Than that 14 mil.
Yeah, it's still pretty big. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty
like
big
Game
deal.
Of Thrones, they figure when all that's tallied up, they figure that finale will reach close to 50 million.
Yeah, when you got the DVR stuff.
But this was just same day for that Jeopardy
Did
thing.
Did you ever go back and watch your DVR Lost, Todd? Since you weren't watching it live.
No, when that started happening, I would record it. And usually watch it that night.
Did you watch him lose?
Yeah, I kept current.
Okay.
So I saw...
I didn't watch it at all.
I saw him lose the day that he actually lost.
Okay.
Just a few hours after, you know, it aired here.
Mm.
Wheel of Fortune should let the champion return the next day.
I think so, too.
But then they got to bring, because they tape, but we've had Jeopardy champions talk on the show today. We've had listeners who are Jeopardy champions, and they tell you you got to bring five sets of clothes in case you win, because they will tape five episodes per day. So in case you win,
at least a different shirt,
You better have a new outfit. Okay. Let you go clean up. Put on a different shirt. And I guess if you win five in a row, you're pretty freaking exhausted by the end of that first taping.
That's a mental thing.
Oh, I'm sure. They did that with Last Comic Standing, too, and then shoving the suitcase shut after you've lost and are going home the next day is pretty depressing.
That's right.
So they tip a bunch in one
day. You went. How far did you go again, Nick? You went pretty far.
No, I made it on the show.
Made the show,
That was the day. Like, I had a swimsuit. I could see the pool out the hotel. Yeah. I didn't even get a chance to get in the pool. Like, you were just... on the shuttle. So they put you on the shuttle pretty quick.
They put you in the shuttle. You can't even stay. You want
to
stay?
Well, you get to spend the night, but then the next morning they're like, you and a couple other losers going to the airport.
Did they say, hey, Nick, did you bring any extra outfits? Yeah? You won't need them.
Right.
That's that Nick guy. He's got an extra shirt. He ain't needing it.
So how many episodes?
He'd loan his shirts to the other
last
guys.
Last comic do they tape in one session?
They did one a night. When there was the part that I was there for, they had 100 comics and they would do 25 a night for like four consecutive nights. And then I think after that, they took a break before filming the next round.
Got it.
So the people who made it, they were just staying there. So they had like, 3-4 days where they could just, get some drinks with umbrellas and sit by the pool. And
I didn't go with
that. It was funny. When I got home that next day, My son comes in, my youngest, when I'm sleeping, and he wakes me up and goes, Daddy, did you win?
Oh.
And I go, no. And he didn't say anything and just walks out. He's like, you're dead to me.
Condolences are for winners.
Yeah.
Right. He was just ashamed.
Yep.
What am I going to tell the people in class?
No sprinkles for you.
He didn't say anything. He didn't hug you, say, Daddy, you're still my favorite.
Nope. He just silently walked out of the room.
Yep. Well, he's your kid.
Right.
My dad lost on Last Comic Standing. Dat fan.
Dat fan. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, he won. Yeah.
I knew he wasn't that funny. I told him not to go.
The ranking of the largest restaurant chains in the United States of America.
As
according to the nation's restaurant news analysis.
Just fast food.
Yeah, does that come
largest
chain?
Restaurant chains?
Well, then fast food's a restaurant,
is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
in this situation,
according to this, yes.
Okay, then it's going to be all fast food.
I ate inside of Wendy's the other day.
Oh God,
yeah. Well, for the air conditioning.
Yeah,
that's why we stayed in that place and ate.
That guy ate inside a Subway. A few weeks ago.
See, Subway's always eating behind the wheel for me.
Yeah.
That's where I eat Subway's is driving.
Yeah.
But I've always eaten faster than I've been inside of
you
Wendy's.
You said Wendy's?
I ate inside of Wendy's the other day. Yeah. First
Subway,
time in a long
Wendy's,
time.
Both of those are got to be top 10, top 15.
Well, it's large, like just numbers? You mean sheer numbers?
Yeah.
Well, McDonald's and Subway, obviously. Yeah.
Those have got to be the top two.
Burger King.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's huge now.
You've got one of the top three.
McDonald's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
At number 10, it's Panera Bread.
All right.
And they are talking sales-wise.
It's a lot of whys with bread bowls.
Oh, sales-wise.
Oh. Sales-wise.
Well, Panera's not cheap.
I thought it was like number of locations.
No, sales-wise.
Got it. That changes things.
Which really counts. Which is what really counts is the cash.
Jimmy John's, Little Caesars.
Yeah. So Panera Bread at 10, Domino's at 9, Dunkin' Donuts at 8, Wendy's at 7, and then Burger King at 6. At 5, there seems to be a commercial. At 5, it's Taco Bell.
I'm just getting mad now because the definition of restaurant. Like, nobody goes to Dunkin' for dinner.
Well, they do have breakfast sandwiches, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Can you have breakfast sandwiches at dinner? They probably stop serving them at 10:30.
I don't know. It's probably just donuts at night.
I think they're going to have them all day.
They have breakfast all day?
They may.
They got donuts all day.
They've got to.
Yeah, you can get donuts all the time.
Right.
And that's food.
I might have to have some.
I think
Dunkin',
you should save your anger for something
for
else, Todd.
Tonight.
Save your anger for something else. It's just a stupid list.
You're right.
Taco Bell at 5, Subway that you mentioned at 4, Chick-fil-A at 3. They moved up from number seven last year.
Screw them.
And moved up to number three. They don't need Sundays.
They don't.
They could be number one.
That is more impressive that they're only up on 6 days a week and they're still that high on the list.
You know where I got a good chicken sandwich the other day? Wendy's.
On Sunday. Starbucks at 2.
And it was a Sunday. Thank you, Todd. It was a Sunday.
That's a gay chicken sandwich at Wendy's.
That's true.
I wasn't thinking about Starbucks.
Starbucks at 2 and McDonald's at number 1.
All Once again, I'm buying everybody dinner at Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Yes, you are.
Go to the one closest to my house.
Sunday only, right?
I'll see you there.
Todd does treat on Sundays.
I do.
At the Chick-fil-A near his house.
Making a lot of friends.
Chick-fil-A, on average, a Chick-fil-A location brought in over $4.5 million in average sales. That's more than any other fast food chain. Suck it, Jesus.
No.
By comparison, the average McDonald's location was just under $3 million. So over $4.5 million, and then number two, under $3 million. They say Chick-fil-A has plenty of room for growth, according to the nation's restaurant news analysis. They are severely underpenetrated.
Well, because they're...
Man, why do you
they even hate that term. They even hate that term.
Well, when he talks about growth, it's that means expanding your mind.
Right.
And your tolerance.
Your tolerance. Yeah, the owner.
That's what that means.
The owner.
Yeah, he has plenty of room for growth.
Yeah.
Just leave the penetration out of it.
Leave the penetration out of my Chick-fil-A. Didn't think I'd say that this morning. All right, Nick, at Nick Salins is his Twitter. To find his gigs.
Yeah, NickSalins.com.
And you still doing the Dope podcast?
Yeah, we haven't done one in a while. We'll get back in the garage.
They're up there on the cloud,
they're out
right?
There. Yeah, they're on their website, too.
You're looking for naked photos of Nick and Richard. They're on the cloud.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Just ask.
They're everywhere.
Thanks, guys. Ask.
Nick Hoff tomorrow, right?
Well, join us tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.